the time when a few years ago, I was overweight, you know, I was overweight. I just got out of a bad relationship. And then that's what drove me to finding something I wanted to do. And I found BFIT Martial Arts.
Okay, Jennifer, if you don't mind telling me when you say overweight, Jennifer, มีน้ำหนักเท่าไรเวลานั้น
I was 184 pounds, being 5 foot and a half.
Okay, so Jennifer, ตัดสินใจ When I speak loud, you understand, right?
A little.
Okay, when Jennifer decide to join the gym for boxing, Jennifer, มีจุดประสงค์ you have intention to lose weight or you have intention to be the fighter?
I had the intentions of just losing weight, not really becoming a fighter, but it just gradually became that because the gym was getting bigger and bigger. And it was at first a fitness kickboxing gym, you know, and I wanted to lose weight. And eventually, as his gym got bigger, we had a Muay Thai instructor. And when, you know, we had a Muay Thai instructor, which is Kru Pinya.
So you know, is that he or she? It's a he, right?
Yeah, it's a he.
Okay. He teach Muay Thai.
Doi.
Okay. Now, Jennifer Mackmanball, you like it?
I love it. I love Muay Thai. You know, I love the art. I love doing the strengthening conditionings. I love everything about it.
Now, Jennifer, before you decide to Muay Thai, have you seen a Muay Thai boxer before?
Yes, I have. I've watched videos and stuff like that, and I thought it was one of the coolest things ever, you know?
Uh-huh. So Jennifer, how long have you been training?
Muay Thai. I've been training for about 3 years.
Okay, you said 3 years?
Yeah, 3 or 4 years.
Okay. Now, in 4 years, Jennifer, how many times you were on the boxing ring?
Wait, can you repeat that question?
Okay, how many times have you been in the boxing ring in the past 4 years?
Oh, four, I believe, four or five.
Two and two.
Oh yeah, I'm two and two.
How many? How many?
Four.
Four.
I believe.
Now, okay, how many times you won?
Two.
Okay.
I'm still amateur, that's why, you know, working my way up.
Okay, now, Jennifer, เวลาตีมวย when you fight, did you get hurt? เจ็บบ่
No, I haven't really gotten hurt.
No? No broken anything?
No. If anything, I got injured training, you know, and sparring. It's always within the gym.
So you get used to that already, right?
I guess so, yeah. I've never really gotten hurt or rocked in the ring yet, so.
Okay, see, when you fight, when they give you the score, of, you know, you hit them, they hit you, right? Not knock out, right?
I mean, everything just depends on how the fight promotion scores and you know knockouts and stuff like that, anything can happen.
Yeah,
I haven't had one yet.
Okay. Now this coming competition, is it important to you?
Yes, it's very important. All fights are very important to me.
So would you consider this one a big one?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, yeah, definitely.
Now, how many pair of boxer this coming competition, you know?
I have no idea because, you know, finding fights for 115ers are pretty hard, especially going down a 105 too. My coach wants me to go down a 105 and fight as well.
You talk about the weight, 105.
Yes, on either 105 or 115. But it's hard to find female fighters, you know.
That's small.
On that, yes.
Because yes. you're now, may I ask, when you fight with non-Asian American, but American white woman, right?
I guess, yeah. I mean, you know,
but now, is the height important? Even though the weight might be the same, but the height, is it different? Make different?
I mean, it all depends on what your objective is, really. But I don't think height makes. I mean, heights have their advantages and disadvantages. So does being shorter too has their advantages and disadvantages. So you know, make up for a lot of things on both ends. You know.
So. Do you know your opponent who that you are going to fight with this time?
Yes, Amber.
Her name is Amber?
Yeah, Amber Medina.
Medina.
M-E-D-I-N-A, Medina.
Okay. Is she American?
I believe so, yes,
okay.
Sir.
You never met her?
No, I have never met her.
Have you seen her physical?
No.
Interesting. So may I ask now, if when you fight, do you get any reward, prize?
Oh, no, because it's still, it is a still amateur fight, you know? Well, not really, just to build up. You know, it's more of building up before you can go into something bigger.
But how long is it going to take you to become professional? Do you have intention to become professional?
Yes, I do. It all really depends on what my coach thinks, really. If I'm ready to, it's on both our ends.
The place, the location that you are going to fight, is it a big auditorium? People buy tickets to get in and see or what? Or how does it work?
Yes, it is. I believe it'll be in Dallas at the Statler Hotel.
Oh, is it hotel?
Yes.
But so they have a set up the ring there and people can go in and watch?
Yes, sir. It's the fight promotion Extreme Knockout.
In Dallas, Texas?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. So this is going to be broadcast?
Yes, it is.
On TV, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.